So many of the people who believe in Jesus never experience his power. The power to change, the power to endure and persevere, the power to love the loveless. And yet, it's a power that's available to every man and woman and child who would put their trust in him. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Discovering the Power of God. And do stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our newest life application booklet, Victory Against Impossible Odds. I'd love to send you your very own copy to help you actually live in the power that you already have through Jesus Christ. It's an exciting thing for me, Monday, the beginning of a new week, and in fact, the beginning of a new series of messages, a series that I've called Discovering the Power of God. Anyone who believes in God knows that not only is he all-loving, he's also all-powerful. By definition, if God is indeed God, if he did indeed create the whole universe, then come on, have a look around. Look at the creation. He must be all-powerful. Powerful, in fact, beyond anything that you and I could ever imagine. So the question is this: if this God is so powerful, can he, will he bring some of that power to bear in order to address the problems in our lives, my life and your life? Because as huge and as mighty and as awesome as this God is supposed to be, you and I have a life to lead down here on this earth, on this tiny rock hurtling through space at 11,000 kilometres or 6,500 miles per second. We have problems that confront us in life that are simply too big, too overwhelming for us to deal with. How does a mother deal with the loss of a child? How do a man and woman cope with the breakdown of their marriage? What do we do when there isn't enough money to pay the mortgage and put food on the table? It's great to talk about the power of God. Fantastic, God, that you're so powerful. But sometimes we need some of that power. Is it accessible to us? Is it open to us? And if so, how can we get it when we need it? Because when we're confronted by circumstances way beyond our own ability even to cope, let alone to overcome, then God's power is precisely what we need. So exactly how powerful is God? Well, consider this about God. The universe is so big that with all our technology, we simply can't see to its outer limits. In fact, it may not have any outer limits. It may well go on forever and ever. But so far, given what we can see and what we know and what we can mathematically deduce, scientists calculate that from one side to the other, the universe is about 150 billion light years across. Now, that's an awfully big number to be sure. So exactly what does it mean? Well, a light year is a measure of distance, not of time. It's the distance that light travels in a year. And it's rather a long way. Light travels at 300,000 kilometres or 186,000 miles per second. So you multiply that out, a light year is so far that my 10-digit calculator reports an error when I try and calculate it in kilometres. In fact, flying in the fastest spaceship that man has thus far invented, which rockets along at 50,000 kilometres per hour through space, it would take us roughly 21,500 years to travel just one light year. It's just one. But the universe is 150 billion light years across. Well, that's as far as we can calculate at the moment. So traversing the known universe in a spaceship would take about 3,238 trillion years, which is pretty much forever. And God is the one who conceived of and created this massive universe through Jesus Christ, his Son. So do we think God's powerful? Unbelievably so. Unimaginably so. God has power we can't begin to comprehend. And then there's little old you and me fighting the battles here on earth that we fight, struggling through the struggles, wondering whether this God would ever or could ever give us just one little drop of this immense, this infinite power. Well, and here's the thing about our battles and our struggles. So often we're fighting against the odds, and it doesn't seem to matter at all how powerful God may or may not be, because our problem, our issue, our adversary, our dilemma is so close, it seems so big, it seems that either God's forgotten about us, or is too busy to help us, or maybe, just maybe, this problem of ours is even too big for God. Have you ever felt that way? I certainly have. And laying hold of the power of God has been one of the great challenges in my walk with Jesus. I'll tell you why. Because in this ministry that produces these radio programs, just like the one you're listening to at the moment, even though these radio programs are now heard by millions of people each week, we started out with nothing, no money, no radio stations to take these programs that we were producing. Me, I'd never done this before. And as any business person will tell you, growth drains cash flow. And so, as Christianity Works has grown rapidly, in fact, it seems even as more and more people are standing with us to support the work, there never seems to be enough. Many's the time when we've come to the middle of the month wondering how we're going to pay the staff. Many's the time. And can I tell you, as I've travelled this journey over a good many years now, my natural instinct has been to panic because I'm human just like you. I take seriously the responsibility of paying our staff in Africa and India and Australia. And so as we do God's work and payday comes around yet again, I look at my problem, my dilemma, and it seems so much bigger than God's power. Isn't that how it works? Isn't that what we do? And I'm sharing this with you because I never, ever want you to imagine that just because I'm the guy on the radio, that I don't have any of these problems or frailties. And so I've had to learn, and I'm still learning, to lay hold of God's power in the realities of life, just the same as this is something that you need to learn. We're human. We want to rely on the things that we can see and touch and feel. But God wants us to rely on Him. And so over these next couple of weeks, we're going to discover precisely how to do that, how to lay hold of the power of God when we're confronted with insurmountable odds. And we're going to do that through the story of Gideon in the Old Testament. But today, I'd just like to share with you something the Apostle Paul wrote to his friends in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 1. Have a listen. He wrote, "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he's called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance amongst the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places." So what Paul's saying here to the Ephesians is that his prayer for them is not that they'd get power, but that they would realize the immeasurable greatness of the power that they already have, the very same power that raised Jesus from the dead. As one of my lecturers way back at Bible College said, Barry Chant, he said, "Those original Greek words, which we now translate into English as immeasurable greatness of his power, if we were to take the original Greek words and kind of anglicize them just a tad, they'd come out sounding something like this: hyperbolistic, megathonic, dynamic power." So here is the starting point in laying hold of God's power when we're facing incredible odds. We don't need to ask God for the power because, wait for it, we already have it. We need to ask God to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation to open and enlighten the eyes of our hearts so that we can see the hyperbolistic, megathonic, dynamic power that he has already given us through our faith in Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, when I realized that, it blew me completely away. All this time I've been moping around wondering whether God would lend me just a bit of his power, when all along there it was, right under my nose. We all have things going on in our lives that are getting us down, things that seem to be defeating us, things that seem to be robbing us of God's peace and his joy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet called Victory Against Impossible Odds. And it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you live in the victory and lay hold of the joy that you have in Jesus Christ. At the end of each chapter, there are actually some life application questions to help you apply God's Word right into the challenges in your life. To request your copy, stop by at our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and your email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.